Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact, and this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. John chapter 15, verse 16 is our theme scripture for this wonderful year of impact. The Easy Bible puts it this way. You did not choose me, but I chose you. I chose you to go and to make plenty of fruits. That kind of fruit will continue always. For that reason, the Father will help you with anything that you ask Him. If you ask Him in my name, He will do it for you. Hallelujah. Welcome to a brand new season of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. God richly bless you for your deliberate effort, your sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you, oh my Father.
Thank you.
Thanks to the Almighty God for all that He has done for us. Yes, thank you, oh my Father. A beautiful song done by Joyous Celebration. Amen. I hope you were blessed by it. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the first day in the month of April 2024. Learn to exercise dominion. Hallelujah. The theme scripture is from Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. It says, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a beautiful, wonderful, glorious morning that you have brought us into, a beautiful day that you have made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in the fact that we are part of it. We also thank you for good health and strength and sound mind. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking us up and also for your word that you have sent to us today. We receive it with grateful hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me formally welcome you to the month of April 2024, our prophetic month of dominion. Hallelujah. In this month of dominion, you must make up your mind to exercise dominion daily because you are a child of God who has been saved through the power of the cross. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 17 to 18. Now that you know that you are saved from the power of sin, Satan has nothing to hold against you, and hence nothing can successfully stop you from exercising dominion in this world. Beloved, the original mandate God gave to the first man was to exercise dominion, and that mandate has been given to us. But what does dominion mean? The Hebrew transliteration of dominion in our theme scripture is the word radar, which means to rule, tread down, subjugate, or crumble off. It is important to observe that God's original idea was for man to rule over all his other creation. In other words, God did not plan for man to subjugate other men. Unfortunately, when Adam ate the forbidden fruit and took on the nature of sin, he lost the power to exercise dominion over all elements of God's creation. However, in Christ Jesus, the authority which the first Adam lost has been given to us, and hence we can now exercise the dominion which the first Adam could not exercise after the fall. Beloved, you have been authorized to have dominion over all the elements of God's creation, and you should never be disadvantaged in any way or by any means. But how does a believer exercise dominion in this world? There are different provisions given to us to exercise dominion in this world. One of the greatest provisions that God has given to every believer to exercise dominion is the provision of prayer. As simple as that may sound, prayer is probably the most important tool available to the believer to exercise dominion in this world. In James chapter 5 verse 16, the Bible says, "Confess your faults one to another, pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." The Amplified Bible Classic Edition rendering of James chapter 5 verse 16 says, "Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another, that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart." The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. Beloved, you need dynamic power to exercise dominion, and the divine provision to make that power available is through heartfelt, continued prayer. If you have truly received Jesus into your heart, then you are considered righteous in the sight of God, and hence qualified to make tremendous power available through your prayers. Therefore, if you're going to practice the exercise of dominion in this world, then commit yourself to continuous effectual prayer, and you will see how everything will align with your expectations within a short time. It is your month of dominion, and you must determine to exercise dominion in your world through the power of the Spirit, which you release in the place of prayer. Once again, welcome to April 2024, our prophetic month of dominion. Amen. Shalom. Let us pray together, believers. You may say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me another opportunity to exercise the dominion that the first Adam lost in the garden. I receive grace to give myself to continued prayer in order to generate the requisite power that I need to exercise dominion in my world. In Jesus' name," and all God's children say, Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, Welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket, River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MTA Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Jason Nelson singing Dominion. I'm Sul, your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifene. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, Happy New Month to you and God bless you.
No longer. No longer. No longer. No longer. Cause it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
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 It's over.
Somebody needs a decree.
My struggle is over.